I'm Brian Wilson, very happy to be joined by Scotty Nail Hughes as our guest host this morning. And joining us on the line is Ed Henry, Fox News chief national correspondent and author of a new book, we'll talk about this in a moment, called 42 Faith, The Rest of the Jackie Robinson Story.
Good morning,
Jed. I know that you're a big baseball fan. We'll talk about that in a moment.
You're
covering the inauguration. How's it going?
Yeah. Well, I'm headed down there right now in a car because I'm going to be doing Fox and Friends in a little while from the mall. And it sounds like, you know, obviously roads are already being rerouted a little bit. As you can expect, there's going to be an intense security presence. There was 4 years ago, and I think, if anything, you know, the security threats all around the world have only gotten a bit more intense, and I think they're going to be all over it. And as you know, having covered a lot of these yourself, Brian, you know, the Secret Service, working with the D.C. police and everyone, they always do a pretty magnificent job when you consider all the dignitaries and all that's coming together here. And it looks like, you know, we might get some rain, but it's going to be a little bit warmer than everybody hopes. So this, you know, at least I'm sure you remember when both of us were standing out there in the first, pardon me, Obama inauguration, where God, it had to be in the single digits.
My gosh, I've never been so cold.
Well, it's interesting that you brought up, you know, here's the thing, Ed, it's going to be the most expensive inauguration in history, where they're looking at $200 million, and half of that is because of the security you just mentioned. So hopefully it's going to be worth it. But beyond what's going on with the inauguration, we have actually on Capitol Hill, we have these confirmations, and we have Governor Rick Perry in the hot seat today. What are we to expect?
Well, I think you're going to expect a lot of roughing up, but at the end of the day, most of these nominees are going to get through. The Democrats know that. They're just trying to score political points. That's the very bottom line because, you know, Republicans and Donald Trump in particular actually has Harry Reid to thank for this because, as you remember, the nuclear option and, you know, ripping up the rules a couple of years ago so that you could jam through Obama nominees and go around the filibuster, that's now opened the door wide for Donald Trump. And I think you put that together with the precedent that Barack Obama set with all these executive orders. My colleague, Judge Napolitano, was on yesterday, and he sat down with the president-elect to talk about some of the big legal issues ahead of the Supreme Court and with executive orders. And bottom line is, Judge Knapp says there's going to be over 200 executive orders in the first few days that they're looking at. They might not sign every last one of them. But you're going to see dozens and dozens of executive orders that are overturn various Obama policies right out of the gate. And so, you know, you govern by executive fiat, and then you're going to see that overturned pretty quickly.
You know, Ed, you're right. You and I have covered a lot of these things. I mean, my first inauguration was George H.W. Bush's first inauguration. And we've been here for a while. We've watched it. But there is something different about this one.
Yeah.
It just has a different feel to it on every level. And the thing I'm really concerned about is that this time it's like we're having people who are coming in here not with the intention of protesting, but actually disrupting this inauguration.
Yeah, and you know, you saw some of that. I remember when we covered 2001, obviously the country was very divided after what happened in Florida, and there were some Democrats saying that George W. Bush was not legitimate. He was selected, not elected. And undoubtedly, there were some upset about the beginning of the Obama era. But you're right. We haven't seen anything like this, especially the idea. I mean, I've lost count. When I went to bed last night, our team at Fox already had, I forgot, 70, 72, some ridiculous number of lawmakers. I say ridiculous because, look, you know, the man hasn't even been sworn in. Give him a chance. Everyone's supposed to come together on the day of the inauguration. At least that's what they used to say on Capitol Hill, the lip service. And to just boycott altogether and say he's not legitimate, it's really remarkable. And I also thought it was interesting that it's the president's final news conference. By the way, I thought he had his final news conference a few weeks ago. He won't quite leave the stage, if you notice. And yesterday he was asked by my colleague Kevin McCork a good question about, you know, all these lawmakers not being there. And the president kind of ducked it because he didn't want to pick sides, but he did say, to his credit, he is going. He's not boycotting. I don't think he really has much of a choice as the outgoing president. But, you know, I was surprised that nobody followed up on Kevin and asked, do you agree with John Lewis about whether or not he's legitimate? Because as you both know, it's been President Obama who has said that the Russian hacks did not, impact the election results and that this was a fair and free election.
Yeah.
That's what President Obama said at one of the previous news conferences. So the idea that Donald Trump is not legitimate, somebody should have pressed and said, do you agree with John Lewis, yes or no?
Or more importantly, do you agree with congressmen sitting out, regardless of who's being sworn in? Don't you think that's? I mean, the man's smart. He's been in office for 8 years. He knew exactly what he was doing. But despite that, we know politics. But when you had a lot of free time, obviously on your hands, sitting outside of Hillary Clinton's door this election season, because somehow now we have this book that's coming out on a subject that I love. Actually, my kindergartner when he was my boy in kindergarten went as Jackie Robinson. So we were huge Jackie Robinson fans.
Cool.
Can't wait to read this. But how is this going to be different from the plethora of books that already exist on the shelves of Barnes & Noble?
You sound like one of those mean publishers who was telling me they wouldn't give me a contract.
I'm giving you the opportunity right now. Softball. It's called a softball, Ed.
Ed, you're right. And I finally answered that question by telling them what's different is this is the only book about Jackie Robinson that is focused not just on baseball, not just on civil rights, both important subjects, but on his faith in God. And the reason is I have some new information in the book about how Branch Rickey had second thoughts and almost did not sign Jackie Robinson to the very first contract to the minor leagues in 1945.
Wow, really?
The key is he had a secret meeting with a minister that changed things for him and made it sort of a final gut check. And I've got that in the book, and it's coming out on April 4th. So this is just a little pregame, that I'm telling you about. And that led me on a journey to say, well, if faith was that important to Branch Rickey in signing Jackie Robinson, how important was faith for Jackie when people were shouting the N-word at him and worse, you know, threatening his life, the life of Rachel Robinson, their young son, Jackie Jr.? How important was faith? And I got to tell you, right here in Washington, Jackie Robinson's personal papers are at the Library of Congress on Capitol Hill. I spent hours there, and I found, among other things, an unpublished manuscript that Jackie, unfortunately, did not publish before he died in 1972, where he speaks a lot about his personal faith. And so this is something that I think adds a new dimension to what is one of the most remarkable stories in our history.
Well, Ed, I'm rooting around in the attic of history and finding some new stuff. Good to have you on the show this morning, Ed.
Can't wait. Thanks, guys.
Stay safe down there, my friend.